We're going to continue, only we're going to talk out of the book of Luke, chapter 5. If you'll turn there with me. Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5. Faith demands that we launch out. Faith demands that we launch out. Amen. Luke chapter 5, verse number 1. It came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. He sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. When they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And when they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them, and they came, filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. And Simon Peter saw it. He fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. When they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. Faith demands that you launch out. Faith demands that you launch out. Amen. One of the things that happens in the Christian experience is you begin to realize that if you're going to be able to succeed, move forward, grow, be fruitful in the things of the Lord, you will so at the degree that you make yourself available to God. If you're willing to make yourself available to the Lord, then he will take you. He'll take your life, and he will make something of it that you never would have ever imagined. God delights in taking hold of a person's life and using it for his glory. And that's what he does in this account here. Peter, the other fisherman on the side of the seashore. And I want you to notice the dominion of Christ. Because whenever he steps on the scene, the Bible, it doesn't say that he asked permission. It just says that he entered into the ship, into the boat of Simon. He entered into the boat, and he commanded him to let the boat out just a little bit. He was thronged by people, crowded by people, wanting to hear what he had to say. And so he had a little self-made amphitheater by just the boat being out just a little bit, and he was able to preach without the people right there on top of him. But notice that Christ, he just took charge of Simon's boat. He took charge of it. And then after he had concluded what he was teaching that day, then again he says to Simon for him to launch out into the deep, to go out into deeper water, let down your nets and catch a great catch of fish. And it was obvious that Jesus Well, I guess the word would be he was showing his dominion over everything and over Peter, over Peter's boat, everything that he had. You see, whenever you become a Christian, one of the things that you quickly realize is that your life is not your own anymore. You belong to the Lord, but the Lord is not going to force himself on you. He's not going to commandeer your life and say, here, I'm going to force you to do what I want you to do. No, he entered into the boat, and really this command to him, Simon Peter could have easily said, no, Lord. As a matter of fact, he almost did say no. He said, Lord, we have fished all night long. We have had no success. But that wasn't enough because the Lord had taken charge of the situation. So if you're going to launch out, if you're going to allow the faith to be in operation in your life, the first thing you have to do is just give yourself to the Lord. You have to be willing to say, okay, Lord, I'm yours. What I have, it belongs to you. And my time, my abilities, my inabilities, everything that I have, everything, Lord, I'm just a steward. You're really the one that's the Lord over my life. So you do with me what you want to do. Faith requires that we understand God has every right to take charge of our life. Amen. He has every right to tell you, this is where you need to go. This is what you need to do. This is what you need to say. This is the action that you need to take. He has every right to say to you, I want you to pray at a particular time. I want you to get alone with God at a particular time. He has every right to take hold of your life and do with it what he wants to do with it. Amen. Faith requires that you yield yourself to him, that you put your life into his hands and you allow him to do with you what he wants to do with you. Another thing that you'll notice about this is Simon's willingness to listen to the voice of God. The Lord is speaking and Simon is listening. Simon is paying attention to what the Lord is saying to him. The Lord is speaking to Simon first and says, let your boat out just a little ways so that I can speak more effectively to this crowd of people. And then he says, let's launch out into the deep. Even though you have fished all night and you have had no success, I want you to do it my way. Amen. Now, they were fishermen and their fathers were fishermen and their fathers' fathers were probably fishermen and they probably come from a long line of fishermen who were pros. They knew what they were doing. They knew how to catch fish. It was their job. It was their profession. And they knew how to catch fish. But there are some times that we have to recognize that we may think we know how and we have the ability to do something. But God says, no, this is unconventional. It may not be your way, but you need to learn how to yield to my voice and do it my way and surrender to me and do what I am asking you to do. In this case, it was to do something different, something kind of out of the ordinary for them, because typically they would go along the shallows and that's where that they would be able to pick up and to catch the fish in their nets. That's what they did for the most part. But to go out into the deep required a whole lot of effort. They had to pull up their anchors. They had to raise up their mast. And they had to do something that they didn't normally do. Faith demands that you be willing to listen to the voice of God and sometimes do it God's way. Amen. Do it his way and trust him. And understand, you may think you know how to do it, but really you need to hear the voice of God because he's really the one that's in control of all this, of the situation. So it requires that you lay aside your know-how, your natural ability, and sometimes even your natural intuition that says, I know how to do this. I know how to catch these fish. I've been doing it since I was a child. My daddy taught me how to do it, and his daddy taught him how to do it. We know what we're doing. But the Lord, when he speaks, his plan may not be conventional. It might be some new way of doing something. It may require that you step out of what would be considered the norm. Step out of your, as they say, your comfort zone and do something that you've never done before. Amen. Faith demands that we launch out. Faith demands that we listen to the voice of God. Faith demands that we recognize that God is sovereign and he controls our life. He has dominion and power. So he stepped on the boat and said, launch out. Launch out. Set the boat out. I'm in control of this now. When God steps on the scene, then we have to recognize he's in charge, he's in control, and he has every right to do with you and with me what he wants to do. Amen. Praise God. And so we have to be willing to hear the voice of God and sometimes launch out to do something new, something out of the ordinary, something that God is calling us to do that we would not normally do. Amen. And to listen to the voice of the Lord. You know, we have resources. Thank God for what God has blessed us with. We have a wonderful facility, building. We have wonderful things. We have mediocre equipment, and we're going to have better before too long. But really, we are really blessed. We have so much that God has given to us. I'm talking about us as a local church. The Lord has given to us so much and so many resources and so many blessings that he's provided for us. But we need to listen to the voice of God, because what we do not have that requires that we step out in faith is we do not have the power and the ability that God has. We do not have the ability to do. You see, God knew right where that school of fish were. He knew exactly where they were, and he knew where to send them out into the depths of that ocean and to fish in an unconventional way, with a net in a way that they had never likely fished before, doing it a new way, a different way. And because God was omnipotent and he was all-knowing, all-powerful, he was able to take control of that situation. Praise the Lord. Sometimes the Lord wants us to get out of the shallows and launch out into the deep. Amen. Glory to God. Lift up the anchor. That's our security, you know. Oh, we've always done it this way. We've always caught our fish closer to the shore. You may have to raise up the sails. You may have to lift the anchors and launch out a little deep. Faith requires that we do that if we're to see God's mighty hand. Amen. What did Simon see that day? It was so miraculous. He knew it was a miracle that he witnessed that day, that he fell down to his knees. He recognized that God was sovereign, that God was in control, and that he was even in control of nature and the fish and the timing on catching the fish. Amen. They had toiled all night. Most of the fishermen would catch their fish in the shallows during the night. And there's no way that in the middle of the day with the heat of the sun that was a good time to catch fish. But it was the right time, because it was the time that God told them to reach out and to launch out and to do what they had normally done before. Amen. Oh, it requires that we trust the Lord, that we believe God, that we believe his word, and we are willing to launch out by faith to do new things, do things in a way that maybe you've never done them before. But to launch out because you've heard the voice of God and God has spoken, and now he is telling us, this is what to do. This is how to work. Now here we are. I believe that God is speaking to us as a church. He wants us to move out. He wants us to trust him. He wants us to believe him. And just as those experiences that we've talked about with Caleb and Joshua and how they believed God and they were not full of fear like the and unbelief like the rest of the nation of Israel, so should you and I look at the present times that we're in, the present challenges of these days, and be listening to the voice of God. And whenever God begins to speak, whenever God begins to challenge you to do something that you've never done before, maybe in a way you've never done before, that you just listen to the voice of God. And when you do, then you will see the miraculous. You'll see the supernatural, just as Simon saw on that particular event that day. It says that he fell down to his knees and recognized, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." He recognized this was God. This was a miracle. This was the supernatural working of God in the catch, this great catch of fish that was so great that they had to call for their friends and their partners to bring their boats and to fill those boats. It was a miracle of God's provision for them. And God was letting Peter know, Simon, who became Peter, he's letting him know how to listen to his voice, how to launch out in faith and to believe God, how to do something in a way that you've never done it before because God says to do it this way. Amen. And Peter was going to be doing that on the day of Pentecost. He was going to be doing it throughout the years of his life and his ministry. He was going to be stepping out in faith in supernatural works. At one point, there was such a mighty hand of God upon Peter that they wanted him just his shadow to touch their claws and their blankets, because there was such power and anointing that rested upon him. And God was working in his life because he learned the early lesson of what it was to step out and to believe God. George Mueller, and I've been quoting him a lot lately because he's such a great man of faith. Mueller said, "There is no glory for God in that which is humanly possible. Faith begins where man's power ends." Amen. Faith begins whenever we recognize we can't. And that's what Peter was saying that day. Simon was saying, "But Lord, we have fished all night long and we're through. We're wore out. We're cleaning up the boat. We're washing our nets. We're through for the night. And we've tried. We're exhausted. We're worn out in our own efforts." Amen. But revival comes and a move of God comes whenever the people of God begin to realize when it is humanly impossible. That's when God begins to work. But it does not look like that there's any answer or any way that God can move. We trust him in hard times and impossible situations to do some wonderful and mighty things. Hudson Taylor said it this way. He said, "I have found that there are three stages to every great work of God. First, it is impossible. Then it is difficult. Then it is done." Praise God. Amen. First, it's impossible, then it's difficult, and then it's done. Amen. Believe God and step out, launch out in faith. Listen to the voice of God. Get out of the shallows of where you have been and you've always been and the way you've always done, and recognize that God has got something he wants to do for you and through you right now. Amen. For this year, can you believe that we've already started the second half of 2017. Here we are. Amen. We're over the hump. Half the year is gone. And now we're going to start. The days are going to start getting shorter. We're moving toward the end of this year now. Hard to believe that the years just go by so quickly. But wait just a minute. This year is not over. And there are some things that God wants to do this year, 2017, and when he does, you're going to stand back like Simon did, and you're going to say, "Wow, that had to be God, that was supernatural. That was a mighty work of God. And it'll be an awesome thing that will humble you and make you recognize He is sovereign. He's in control. And we need to pay attention to the commands of the Lord. Set aside human reasoning. Set aside our own ways, our own plans. And whenever Simon said, Lord, this is what we've done. We've fished all night. We're now cleaning up our nets. Nevertheless, at thy word, that was the turning point. Nevertheless, at your word, I'll do it. Because you said to do it, I'll do it. So whenever God speaks to your heart, in the next week or two or three or four, or whenever God begins to deal with you about something that He wants you to do, step out and believe God. Step out. I don't know if you've noticed, but we have several from the homeless shelter that have been coming on Sunday morning. And the Lord's doing a work in several of the folks down there at the shelter. We started this past Tuesday night with the Financial Peace Course. And our goal is to see these people, their life changed, their life turned around. And I know that only God can do that, but there can be some wise, godly counsel that could come to them that can help them to get their feet on a solid rock so that they don't have to go back to the way they used to live. And their life can be turned around. And I'm not really comfortable with all this. It's kind of a little bit awkward for me, honestly, to be there and to be around these people. And, you know, their life is so different than the way that my life has been. But yet at the same time, I feel compelled of the Spirit. Get involved in these people's lives. Get involved. Do something. Help them. Encourage them. Pray for them. Do what you can to point them to Jesus Christ and to point them to a way out of the life of hopelessness that they have. It's outside of my comfort zone to do all these things, but yet I want to do something that'll make a difference in their life. So what about you? What about you whenever God begins to speak to your heart about launching out, about doing something? It might be a ministry. It might be some new way of working and moving and reaching out to the lost. It might be some new thing that God wants to do. Listen to His voice. Let Him have control of your life, your time, your possessions, your schedule, everything. Let Him be in charge, just like He stepped on Simon's boat and said, okay, I'm in charge now. Launch this boat out a little bit. I need a better preaching vantage point. And Simon was willing to do that. And then it was a little further this time. Let's go out deeper now. Let's go out much deeper. He was demonstrating He has dominion and power and control. And as a believer, you no longer own yourself. You were bought with a price. You belong to the Lord. And so whenever the Lord speaks to you about launching out, launch out. Amen. Glory to God. Believe that God can direct you and that He can lead you and He can give to you a mighty ministry that you could have never, ever have imagined. Amen. Just believe God. Just believe that He can work in a wonderful way. There may be some opportunities, and you've been praying about opportunities, you know, to be used of the Lord. Listen to the voice of God. Let Him do with you what He wants to do with you. Serving in whatever capacity that you can, in whatever ministry that you can, so that you can see lives changed for the glory of God. Amen. Believe God. Believe the promises of God. God often doesn't intervene in our situation, as we read to you there about Mueller. First of all, it's impossible. Amen. God brings us to the end of ourselves, and then He shows up and does some wonderful and mighty things. So faith demands that you launch out. Take notice of two or three of these points that we've mentioned tonight. Faith demands that you make yourself available to God. Number two, faith demands that you listen to the voice of God. Number three, faith demands that you let God have dominion over your life. power and control over your life. Faith demands that you listen to the voice of God and you do what he's commanding you to do. And then you trust him. Amen. When you follow in the steps that the Lord is commanding you, then you'll see the miracle. Then you'll witness the miracle as Simon did with his boat filling up and his companion's boat filling up. Then you'll see the miracle. I've heard people say, why don't we see miracles like we used to see in the old days, the good old days? Why don't we see the miracles? Well, old timers were stepping out in faith. Old timers were listening to the voice of God. They were, and so we're not going to be able to see the mighty hand of God if we're just barely moving along here, not really listening to the voice of God. It doesn't have anything to do, you know, with anyone in particular's failure. It has to do with our willingness to listen to the voice of the Lord. Amen. And to believe God. Faith is a personal thing. You can step out in faith and believe God. If everyone else in the church is living a life of unbelief, you can still live by faith and trust the Lord for great things, mighty things that he wants to do. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, that you can speak to us individually and as a church. You can speak to our hearts. Thank you, Lord. I'm so grateful, Lord, that you have been directing us and leading us. Help us, Lord, to be willing to launch out whenever you call us, whenever you commission us, whenever you command. Help us, Lord, to be willing to step out, to launch out, to see your mighty hand at work, to trust you, Lord, in impossible circumstances and believe that you're at work. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord, to live a life of faith, to walk by faith, and, Lord, and to see your hand at work in our behalf. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for your word.